Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Soul Prince podcast. I'm your host, Akashic Beck, and welcome to season two. I'm so happy to be here with everyone. It's going to truly be an amazing season, I promise. I already have multiple guests lined up, some new, some reoccurring. I have a series that's going to be epic, and I really just cannot wait to connect with everyone. So yeah, it's been a few months, right? And today is a very special day indeed. I'm actually recording this on the 222 portal day, February 22nd, 2022, all of the two energy. And I hope that everyone is utilizing this expansive portal to do some inner healing, some divine feminine, some inner child healing. I hope that you are actively working on healing the relationships in your life, whether that looks like reaching out to someone or cutting cords, letting go, as well as healing the relationship that you have with yourself. You know, you have the relationship with yourself longer than anyone else in your lifetime. So make sure that you are showing yourself some love. You know, two is the number of love. It's the number of relationships, harmony, servitude, compassion, intuition. It has so much diplomacy and dynamic opportunities for healing attached to it. So I hope you are utilizing that energy today. I have a whole write-up on this in my Patreon page. If you are unfamiliar with that, go check it out. It's only $3.33 a month, and you get access to videos, classes, write-ups, and so much more. So feel free to go check that out if you feel called. So yeah, what am I going to talk about this episode? I do definitely plan on talking about the numerology of March 2022, because that's coming up very quickly. It's going to be here in, what, next week? A week from today, I believe. Also, I'm going to be talking about this coming season. So I want to share about a prominent topic that's going to be discussed, not in every episode, but it's going to be prevalent in season two, and that is the witch wound. And I'm going to be discussing why I feel so strongly about talking about this. And lastly, I'm just going to be sharing a few updates with everyone about what's coming down the pike in season two and what is coming up for me, Akashic Beck, both personally and professionally. So I can't wait. Let's dive in. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what's coming up for March 2022 numerology-wise, okay? So I feel very strongly that March is going to be kind of a continuation of this month, even though they do have different energies, but there's a lot of overlapping themes. And I talk more in depth on this in my Patreon. However, I do want to touch on it today because it's coming up, like I said, really quick. So March is going to be a 27-9 universal month. And the way that we calculate that is we first have to look at what universal year we are in. So 2022 is a 6 universal year. And the way that we calculate that is by adding each individual number of the year together and reducing it to a single digit. Now, 2022 is special because it has the master number 22 involved. So we're going to be seeing a lot of themes surrounding 22 as well this year. But we add 2 plus 0 plus 22, that gives us 24, and 2 plus 4 equals 6. So we're technically in a 24-6 universal year. And that 24 just gives the meaning behind the 6 a little bit more depth, because we are also embodying the 2 and the 4 energies as well. But most prevalent are going to be 2 and 6 this year. And they have a lot of overlapping themes, right? So 2 is the number, as I mentioned, of love, relationships, harmony, balance, servitude, intuition, and divine feminine healing. 6 is also very geared towards interpersonal relationships. But this is more, you know, this is more on like a global scale. So, you know, where 2 is a lot more intimate, 6 likes to have intimacy in all aspects of life. So, you know, this is like a host or a hostess that comes and welcomes everybody to Thanksgiving, not just family. You know, they might ask their widowed neighbor over for dinner, or their coworker who doesn't have any family around and they can't go visit them. You know, they're including everybody, very inclusive energy. And so I'm really seeing that theme prevalent throughout this year. You know, the last 2 years, 2020 and 2021, you know, we had a 4 and a 5 universal year, and they're not necessarily selfish numbers, but they're more independent and more, you know, focused on the self and being self-motivated. And so there really wasn't a lot of room for, you know, others to come in and be a focus. This year, that changes. We're going to be trying to come together in some way, shape, or form, and working together, communing, and perpetuating this whole Age of Aquarius vibe that we're entering into. So, let's talk about March, shall we? Because I kind of got off on a tangent there. So, March is going to be embodying the energies of the number 9, as well as 2 and 7. So we talked about 2. 7 is the number of higher learning, knowledge, acquiring skills, and applying those skills. So learning something new, or learning something from the past and applying it to today, is the energy of 7. 7 also deals a lot with spirituality, religion, you know, cause and effect, action and consequence. It wants you to really, truly, deeply understand so you can understand, right? And then 9 is the number of humanitarianism, which goes along with the themes of 2. It deals a lot with, you know, philanthropy and helping people on a universal scale. Like, so, like, what's good for everybody, you know, is what 9 is trying to accomplish here. And 9 likes to, it's a culmination number, so it likes to really integrate lessons and make sure that everybody gets it. So it has a lot of aspects of the 7 involved with it as well. So 9 is really wanting us to all band together. It wants us to apply what we've learned, especially over the last 2 years, but really the last 10 years, and allow this to help us, you know, step forward in who we're meant to be, in the direction that we're meant to be going. This is also a great month for blueprints and plans. So, you know, if you have some ideas that are ruminating in your mind, you know, harness that mental 7 energy. Make sure you write them down. And with it being the 3rd month, so we have that aspect come into play. All of these numbers mean something, guys. So the 3 energy wants us to have a conversation. This is the number of expression and communication and collaborating with people of all walks of life. You know, 3 really likes to have everybody's input. And realizing that, you know, we can all, you know, have a say. So you know, get together with people. If you've got some ideas, like, please share them, you know, please talk to people. Of course, people that you trust, people that you feel like could really offer some incredible insight and knowledge into a subject. I can see a lot of ideas surrounding, you know, any kind of like issues that affect us on either a global scale or, you know, a macro or a micro scale, you know, either way. I feel like people are going to be having more conversations, especially around like our agricultural system. You know, that kind of ties into the six energy, as six is tied to Earth. It's the number of Earth. And it could definitely, you know, harbor some really fantastic results surrounding any kind of food shortages that we're having and things like that. So just remain open in March to anything that's coming through. You know, even if the idea seems far-fetched, don't be afraid to write it down and come back to it later. because, you know, this month, this is going to be, you know, where our seeds start to sprout. So back in November of last year, I believe I posted it on my Instagram page that the seeds that you plant in November will start to sprout, you know, in the coming months. So this might be the time where our ideas start to take root and start to, you know, try to come out of the darkness. For my next topic of conversation, I want to discuss the witch wound and why I feel so strongly about talking about this in season 2 of Soul Prince. So first and foremost, what is a witch wound? It is basically, and I mean, it sounds pretty self-explanatory, but it is a psychic or psychological wound that you're carrying from a past life where you were persecuted, banished, ostracized, imprisoned, or even killed for either identifying as a witch or even being accused as a witch. So you could not necessarily be a witch, but just because you suffered an ill fate due to that, that caused a traumatic memory in your past lives that you may still be carrying today. This really looks like a suppression of power. Disempowerment is the biggest indicator in having a witch wound, because I truly feel that the men who were very much unhealed, and, you know, particularly people who were of the religious dogma mindset, organized religion, I feel that they were threatened by what women of the day were able to do and provide for their community, and it very much triggered the divine masculine wounding within them. And so instead of healing themselves, they took it out on these women of the community who were just, you know, trying to do what they came to do, you know. And this is not talking about women who, you know, practice black magic or dark magic or, you know, anything evil, or summoning anything dark. I'm talking about women who commune with nature and, witches who were using their gifts to help and heal themselves and their community and make everybody's life better, you know, working with their community and with their gifts. And, you know, these wounds stem back long before witchcraft was even a word. Like, these things were happening all over the place, but many people did not have a term for it, you know. It was just, you know, women who were healers, who knew about different herbal concoctions that could, you know, treat and heal things, you know, medicine women, midwives, women who had, you know, strong spiritual gifts or psychic abilities, that, who were tuned into their magic and their abilities. Those kinds of people were persecuted. And it's really sad. It's awful. And it's causing us in this lifetime to be disconnected from our true essence, be disconnected from our gifts, and show up in a variety of ways in different facets of our lives. You also do not have to affiliate or practice witchcraft in this lifetime in order to have a witch wound. But it's something that I highly recommend that many people, men and women, heal so that they can level up and start to get more comfortable and explore their gifts. Now, one big reason that I feel so strongly in talking about this is because, one of the reasons that we need to heal this is because over the next few years, we're going to be experiencing an evolution in the human consciousness. And we've already seen just little snippets of it already. But in 2027, and this was explained to me by my dear friend Tammy Sanders, who is a human design consultant. In 2027, we are going to be shifting from the gate of planning into the gate of the rise of the sleeping phoenix, which is a collective gate. This is the gate we're all going to be stepping into. And when that happens, the beings that are going to be born around that time are going to go from nine-centered beings. So we're nine-centered beings right now. They are going to evolve into a 12-centered being. And this is going to amplify their gifts. They're going to be born just knowing their gifts and being able to use them. And we, as the unevolved species, who have suppressed our gifts for a very long time, are going to have to guide this new generation of children being born. And we can't do that if we ourselves do not investigate our gifts and start to heal ourselves. That's another reason we are adamant about people healing themselves. We're like, no, you don't understand. We have to do this. It's not just about this future generation. It's about just the ascension of Mother Gaia. It's about stepping into her gifts. It connects to everything. And the witch wound is just a very powerful wound. It's a very deep-seated wound directly attached to our spiritual gifts. So it's, to me, I feel like it's worthy of talking about. It's noteworthy. And I don't really hear, I mean, I know that people do talk about it on podcasts and websites and things like that, but I just don't hear about it often enough, I feel. I've done some research. I'm not an expert on the witch wound. I'm just going to say that right now. But having worked on my own for the past year, I can tell you it has significantly improved so many aspects of my own life. And I'm still working on it actively at this time. So I just want to be transparent about it. I want to have an open conversation. So this can show up in a variety of ways, but as I mentioned, the suppression of gifts, it can also show up in other aspects of your life, particularly relationships. So some ways it can show up is not feeling like you fit in, feeling very ostracized and not really knowing why, feeling like you're different than everybody. Feeling like you don't have a tribe is a really big indicator, you know, like not having a group of like-minded people who share your thoughts and beliefs and feelings, just feeling like kind of like an outcast is definitely an indication of a witch wound. Because, I mean, that's basically what happened to these women in the past. What happened to us in the past is we were, banished, ostracized. We were judged. We were mocked. We were stoned and burned in the streets. You know, we were just so punished for being different and for being in tune with our own abilities. Next, this can show up in your romantic relationship. So if you have a pattern of people that you tend to draw into your life because you are afraid of your own power, and you find yourself in relationships with people who suppress your power. And this doesn't necessarily have to be romantic relationships. This could be familial or friendships. It could be coworkers. I mean, it could be anybody in your life. You might be calling them in so they can show you where your witch wound lies. This can also show up financially and with abundance. Being afraid to ask for what you're worth, being afraid of charging what you're worth, having deep-seated money wounds and not really knowing where it stems from, just feeling like you're constantly in a state of oh, I have money, but I can't hang on to it. This is an indicator of a witch wound as well. Now, this can also be generational. So you've heard of, fourth, fifth, sixth generation witches. You know, if your family has a strong lineage of witches or women who practice witchcraft or what have you, you might want to investigate that. A lot of times when there is a lineage, it seems like there's always a break in the lineage where it was accepted and they were practicing, and then somewhere along the line, they stopped identifying as such. And if you find that out, chances are that's because of a witch wound, trying to fit into society, trying to be something that you're not, feeling ashamed of standing in your truth, standing in your power. This also looks like, obviously, suppressing your voice, not being able to speak your truth, not being able to be honest about who you are and what you're about, not feeling like you can openly express how you feel, especially in regards to your gifts. This can also look like having voice issues, losing your voice. If you lose your voice often for probably no reason, investigate and see if that is tied into a witch wound. I have heard of this happening to people. This can show up physically. So you might have an ailment that's attached to a witch wound. You might have autoimmune disease. You may have body image issues where you don't feel comfortable in your skin. You have a really hard time with confidence. This is also tied into divine feminine wounding, which is directly related to witch wounding. So it shows up in a multitude of ways, and we're going to be discussing this throughout season 2. So I know that was a lot, but please know that this journey isn't over. We are just beginning. So as for ways to heal your witch wound, I highly suggest just first off identifying if you have one or not. And some wonderful ways to do that are past life regression, past life meditation, psychic reading, medium reading, ancestral reading, speaking with your guides, of course, Akashic record readings, QHHT readings, hypnosis readings, anything that you can do to evaluate your past lives and try to see if you can make a connection between your witch wound and now. Just identifying it is definitely the first step. Secondly, doing things to actively heal your witch wound, and it doesn't have to be some big production, okay? I mean, taking steps every single day to healing your witch wound is so empowering because you have so much intention behind it. So just, you know, speaking your truth, being honest with people about your spiritual beliefs, you know, speaking up for yourself, charging what you're worth, owning your worth, stepping into your gifts, not being afraid of them, you know, identifying your gifts and starting to actively work with them. And I highly recommend forgiveness. So just forgiving the people in your life who caused you to have this wound in the first place, you know, the people who persecuted you, knowing that they came from a place of fear and ignorance, and that, you know, they were just playing out something that they felt like they had to do, even though it was absolutely horrible and there's no justification in that whatsoever. But forgiving that wound so it can, you can let go of the tether and begin to heal, I highly suggest is a great way to start to heal your witch wound. Practicing witchcraft, if you feel drawn to it, if you feel like that's something that you need to do, or just reading about it, you know, if you're interested in it, you don't have to practice it. You can just start to learn more about it so you can better understand what it means to be a witch. You know, there's so many misconceptions out there, and I really feel like at the end of the day, witches just know their power. They know themselves, and they know their gifts, and they know what they have to offer, and they're not afraid to be themselves. So just really working on that aspect of your life, I feel like is super empowering. And it's all about taking your power back at the end of the day. So that's just my two cents. And I'm going to be sharing some personal stories as well in season two about my own witch wounds and ways that I have gone about healing myself. I feel like it's really important to be transparent and share. So that's what I'm doing. And just talking about it is, like I said, a way for me to do just that. So yeah, I want to encourage anybody, if anybody has any questions about this, and like, I'm no expert, but if you just want to talk to somebody, about your witch wound or investigate it or whatever the case may be, please feel free to reach out to me anytime. You can go to my website, akashicbeck.com, and fill out my form, and I will get back to you, and we can have a talk. We can have a chat about this. So that is a wrap on episode one of season two. I'm so grateful that all of you joined me today, and I am really looking forward to this season. I have a bunch of guests lined up. I'm so excited for you to meet and hear from. And as far as me, Akashic Beck, I'm very excited to announce that next month, I will be getting my certification in past life regression and hypnosis. So I will be offering those services to everyone. I am over the moon ecstatic about it. It's going to be amazing. I've been wanting to do this for a really long time, and it's finally happening. I also am going to be teaching more classes this year, so be on the lookout for that. This is a four personal year for me, and four is the year of the teacher, so it kind of made sense as to why I was feeling called to teach. So be on the lookout for some courses, especially later this year. You know, this half of the year, this beginning of the year is a lot of planning and idea making for me. And once I get all of that situated, I will be ready to go. So I hope you will join me in all of that. I am so excited to connect with all of you, both repeating and new people. I'm looking forward to a year of travel. I am definitely wanting to get out and see the world this year, as I'm sure some of you are as well, and connect with Mother Gaia. I'm loving the energy
and I'm so excited to see what she shifts into. So if you have any questions, if you would like to book a session, or if you just want to talk, or if you would like to collaborate, please reach out to me. My website is akashicbeck.com, and my email is akashicbeck@gmail.com. Or if you want to find me on Instagram, it is akashic_beck. So everyone, I love you. I hope you enjoy this 222 portal and have an amazingly blessed week. Are you navigating the choppy waters of a spiritual awakening? Perhaps you have wondered if your past lives affect your current life. Or maybe you're just looking for healing and validation from your spirit guides. If any of these things have crossed your mind, consider an Akashic Records reading. Hi, I'm Akashic Beck, a psychic medium, numerologist, and certified Akashic Records reader, and I'm here to help my clients live authentically and in alignment with their highest selves. Visit my website, www.akashicbeck.com, for more information.